It seems an unlikely spot to be watching birds on a high ridge overlooking I-64, but on a cool, sunny afternoon, plenty of people have turned out.
The traffic noise is what it is, but it doesn't stop the hawks. They pay no attention whatsoever to it.
For area resident and writer Dave Hunter, watching the migration is a fall tradition.
There's something tremendously peaceful about being up here and being in touch with the movement of the season. They're in touch with something which a lot of us aren't.
And Peter Dutnell has left his sheep and cattle farm in North Garden to have a look.
I get twitchy when all the birds start to go. I need to go too.
The morning was quiet, but by late afternoon, large flocks of broad-winged hawks appear and the group tries to count every one to report them to the Hawk Migration Association of North America. Vic Laubaugh, an associate professor at the University of Virginia, sits in a lawn chair, his binoculars in one hand and a mechanical counter in the other.
If we get a northwest wind and the birds are flying down, they utilize that wind and they can just coast, kind of like a surfboard or just riding all the way down the ridgeline.
But as the birds coast, they lose altitude. So at some point along the way, Dave Hunter says, they hitch a ride up on columns of warm air called thermals.
300 birds spinning around in this vortex of birds. If you could see a thermal, if you could actually see the wind, the birds are on that thermal and they're all riding and circling.
Wow. Wow, wowee.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
From a distance, they look like a swarm of gnats. But Rose Thomas, who's come here from Northern Virginia, points her high-powered telescope at the birds and can actually see some of them catching insects on the fly.
In my backyard, it's so powerful, I can see an ant crawling up a tree. It's very fascinating. That's really what got me hooked, that I could see things so well.
And she's been happy to share her passion.
I have a grandson who I've introduced to birding here this past spring, and he's hooked. I had to get him binoculars, and he's got a book now, and it's, you know, he plays his songs, and he tells me about what he sees. And so I think he's going to become a real fan.
Aside from the massive flocks of broadwings, birders thrill to the arrival of peregrine falcons and bald eagles. They help each other to spot birds high in the sky and debate their identity.
Look at the bird again. Look at the shape of the tail.
A lively discussion follows. Is it a Mississippi kite or a peregrine falcon? The crowd is skeptical, but Brenda Teakin finally wins them over. It's a kite. The group seems to delight in sharing and learning. Wildlife photographer Marshall Faintich welcomes the help he gets in identifying the birds he captures through his camera.
Everybody up here is just so friendly and helpful that even those of us who are novices, you know, are welcome up here.
And Donna Lewis of Charlottesville says she and her husband have made many friends, bonding through this rare encounter with nature.
Here's this Interstate 64, and people are driving by, and they have no clue what's happening. And you look up in the sky, you're up here, and the sky literally looks like pepper, full of kettles of hawks. When we first saw that, we could not believe it. We were like awestruck.
All look forward to a few more weeks of adventure as various raptors pass through Rockfish Gap, unaware of what really big stars they've become to the human crowd below. In Waynesboro, Sandy Houseman, WVTF News.